When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store as well as for all Apple products. And you can also find us on iTunes. The name of the show, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, is the name of the free podcast. So however you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in, and I truly appreciate it. God bless as always. It is an honor and a privilege to have someone that I've gotten to speak with, gotten to know, and truly have appreciated his time. That's Robert Washington Sr., the father of Robert Washington, 2016 incoming college football player who had committed to the Syracuse Orange, has since decommitted, and following that decommitment, we are now on the phone here with Robert Washington Sr., and I'm happy that he took some time. I know he cares very much about his son of the same name, Robert Washington, and I obviously cares about all the kids out there that he tries to make a difference with. So without further ado, let's bring him on. Robert, how you doing today?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and we'll start from the beginning. You know, your son decommitted, and I know that that's something that's on the minds with a lot of Syracuse people. I have respected the privacy of your family and kind of what's going on behind the scenes, but kind of knew that this was a snowball that was rolling. So I guess we'll start there. I kind of knew that this decommitment was on its way, but what can you say about it?
Well, you know, the first thing is unfortunate that people put out what they put out. You know, not the same thing, but this is not a football issue. This is bigger than football. From a standpoint, football is easy to Robert. You know, he's a great football player. That goes without being said, but I'm more worried about his character. I'm more worried about the people that's around him that's advising him. He doesn't have his family. He doesn't have his support system around him anymore. He's cut his support system off. He doesn't talk to his brothers, sisters, uncle, aunt, grandfather, mother, me. So I'm more worried about my son, because at the end of the day, that's my son. And to have him out here doing, you know, just uncharacteristic things, you know, it's hurting. It hurts a lot, and it hurts his family, most importantly.
When you say that Robert doesn't have his support system, what brought this about? What happened that separated father from son and put us where we are today?
You know, unfortunately, when you're high profile, you know, athlete, you know, your whole life is in front of the cameras. Everything you do, you can't misquote, you can't tweet, you can't put anything on Facebook. It's not appropriate. Unfortunately for our family, it's normal teenage rebelling against parents situation where, you know, you get the natural teenage stuff, and unfortunately for Robert, it's people that took advantage of that and used it against his support system. You know, people are going to clash with their parents. People are going to clash with their mother and father. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't want to hear everything my mother and father said. I get it. But unfortunately for Robert, he's a high-profile athlete. He's going through normal teenage stuff, and he has people in his ear that don't have his best. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he's able to see it one day. Because, again, Dan, this is not about football. At the end of the day, that's my son. And one day, no matter if it's next month or next year or when he turns 30, 35, 40, 45, that's still my son. And at one point, we're going to have to sit down and reconcile teenage difference. And I just think it's going to take age, wisdom, and maturity before Robert can see clearly.
When you see him go through this whole process, 40-some-odd offers, schools that obviously wanted him to come there. You're bringing him all around to different places to play with Team USA, to go on these visits. And as you and I had talked about, 60-plus visits that you were out there. When you look at the circus around Robert, do you feel that all of the attention and all of the offers, do you feel that that changed him, or was it something else that has affected who Robert was and who Robert is?
Well, Robert, you know, he received his first offer in 8th grade. And Robert was really mature for his age at that time. And, you know, with his support system around him, we was able to guide him correctly. You know, just, I mean, outside of football, character stuff, let your word be your word, and so forth. But when you're a high-profile athlete, unfortunately, you got tag-alongs. You have people that don't feel the same way your support system did. You know, there's people around that's within his support system that's been with Robert from day one, before he was a football player. You know, when he had heart surgery, he had open heart surgery in 7th grade. You had people that were there then. Before he was a great football player, and his name was known to many people, but when you got people that haven't been on that journey, then they come in the last hour, and, you know, they want to latch onto him. His support system didn't support what they was feeding. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
you got to eliminate the support system. So what do? You got to badmouth the support system. And you got to make this kid believe that what is normal teenage stuff, disagreements with parents, because I know it's been reported that me and him have a big issue. No, it's me and his mom that don't agree with his behavior. And we just try to be parents. Try to be parents to our kids and try to guide them and lead them the right way. And for anybody to think that, hey, you know, his parents, and they're thinking about some kind of payday, they're not really doing their research, because neither one, me or his mom's not hurting for any kind of money. Like I told you off the record, you know, I'm about to have my PhD. You know, I stay in a 4-bedroom house, 3 cars. His mom is doing well. She owns her own company. Money is the last thing that's on our mind, because, you know, we took him on all these trips and stuff like that. That took a lot of money to do. That was a lot of money to put into our time, but a simple-minded person would think that, because they don't understand the dynamic of the family. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's where the inner circle that's misleading Robert, that's what they're looking for, because they haven't put anything into Robert of any substance. All they're doing is trying to latch on to what his support system is already giving him. And, you know, that's an unfortunate situation.
When you are going through this, I mean, obviously, no parent can prepare for something like this. You don't expect something like this to happen. But how have you handled it? How have you stayed afloat? How have you stayed sane through saying, you know, what you've said here today on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora? You've made the statement that, you know, your son has taken away his support system, has gone away from you, away from his mom, speaking on Robert Washington. How have you been able to stay afloat in all this? How have you been able to handle not being able to come home and there's your son, and get on the phone and talk to your son? How have you been able to handle that?
A lot of prayer. A lot of prayer. And, you know, I came at peace with it. You know, it's part of a process of, you know, grieving the loss of your child, almost, in a different sense, where, you know, I had to let Robert find himself. And then, unfortunately, I haven't talked about Robert, haven't, you know, said anything about my son, you know. But, unfortunately, he let me know of the choice based on what I read this morning. I'm like, that's family business. You know, we're going to want that. We're going to reconcile. I mean, to put that out and let it play out in the media. You know, unfortunately, Robert was kind of led to that by a certain reporter. But unfortunately, for that reporter, he has to answer to somebody higher. Because it could have been a simple story that Robert decommitted. It didn't have to turn into family business. It didn't have to turn into that. And, you know, of me even being on the phone, having this conversation, because it's a private matter. It's a matter that will rectify itself once Robert get more age, maturity, and he recognizes the people that are around him is poorly advising him. From the decommitment from Florida to all the circus stuff that he's been doing, you know. So hopefully he grows with maturity, he gets it, and he's able to see one day, because it's going to come a damn time where that inner circle can't use Robert anymore.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. Dreissig Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. Dreissig Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 feet for free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 feet for free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 feet for free. Give back to them today.
Damn, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? That was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a dream. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Mammalia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
When you're seeing this all play out, you know, Roberts put out that he's weighing his options, he's trying to figure out what school he's going to play for and whatnot. Is Robert in school? Is he eligible to play high school football? What is actually going on? As I know that you try and handle this as a family, what is the reality of what's happening right now?
I can't really speak of the exact stuff, but I will tell you this: he is enrolled at East Gaston as a student. It's week three, I believe, in North Carolina. We're going to week three. He hasn't suited up to play football, and the deadline for us to add players is Tuesday. So, it is, you know, you draw your own conclusions to that. He hasn't played in week one or week two, and that's unfortunate, because I know my son has played football all his life around this time, and for him to have to sit out because he's been misguided and misled, that's unfortunate. Like, you know, people have, you know, been in his ear and just been trying to guide the situation for selfish reasons, because anyone, any fan, anyone knows that, you know, Robert had everything to offer somebody. No one could really do much for Robert at this point. There's no, nothing anybody can do for him. You know what I'm saying, Dave? Like, no one could do nothing for him yet. I mean, what more offers can he get?
Yeah.
Everybody knows who Robert Washington is. So it's nothing of value that anyone can give him other than what he can give them. So Robert's in a situation where there's people just pulling at him and, you know, trying to substitute for his support system when they can never be a support system, because they never put in the time outside of football to develop this young man.
when you put in all this time, I think it's important, and I know we talked about some of it off the record, and you know me, I respect your privacy and whatever you want to share, don't want to share. But I want to ask you this here on the show. You became a father very young in age, and you decided to stay. You decided to do some things that I think are, saying they're commendable is a severe understatement, but I was wondering if you can share to light some of your story, because the way that you've been presented in some areas, you know, in the media realm is not what I know you to be and the type of father that you have been to Robert and the choices that you made. So if you feel comfortable going back to choosing to be a dad and kind of some of those things that you did, I think those are important to share.
You know, without question, and I'm glad you asked me that question, Dan, because people that don't know the situation, Robert's a high-profile athlete, so he doesn't know when in that situation. As far as, you know, I look like the typical overbearing dad. You know what I'm saying? I look like that, but you have to understand the story. You know, 15 turned 16 when I found out me and his mom would have a child. You know, we have been dating since we were 13, and I mean, that's just the life I was living at that time. And we had Robert, and I dropped out of school the next day. The day that we found out I had Rob, you know, me and his mom was blessed to have a child, I dropped out the next day and I went to work. And me and his mom started flipping burgers at Burger King. And I raised my son, you know, when his mom decided to move back to Connecticut, I stayed here. And, you know, I had custody of Robert since the age of 3. And I've had full custody of him since the day they turned 18. So, not only have I been a father, you know, I've been a single parent. A good portion of that, raising my son. And his mom's been there. I don't want to, you know, make it seem like his mom hasn't been there. She's been a great support. And she's done everything she could do in her power to make sure that both our children, we had a son and a daughter, that was being a father with. So, you know, we got to it. We raised Robert. We raised him the right way. You know, we tried to. Fortunately, he found something. He found the outlet. He found football. And, you know, every parent goes for their kid to get a college education. I'm no different from anybody else. And no matter if that was baseball, soccer, even if it was a history scholarship, whatever the case may be, I wanted Robert to graduate college. That's why I went back to school and decided to further my education, because I wanted to make sure Robert had a good male role model in his life. And I went back and finished and got my high school diploma, worked my way up, and ended up finishing with my master's degree. And, you know, currently I stopped going to school so I could put more time into Robert for my PhD, but I was going to, you know, finish my PhD. Less than a year away from finishing that, and I was going to wait till he graduated and get off to college so I can then focus on that. But, you know, I want to show him a good role model, and if you look at any interviews that he's done prior to getting his inner circle, he's always mentioned me as his role model. And I think it's a great interview out there when he was in the eighth grade, and a guy asked him who his role model was and his father. And that's because, you know, I hope I was modeling the right behavior for him and making sure he's good. You know, man, I wasn't perfect. I was a young father. You understand, I was a single father at the age of 19. And I'm trying to grow up like he's trying to grow up. So I'm not perfect. But I think it speaks volumes. I was able to get Robert in a strategic private school. I was able to, you know, work and support my family, got my own house built, four-bedroom house. You know, he never really wanted for much. You know, pretty much spoiled. He didn't grow up in a hood. He didn't want for anything. So that's what it's kind of misleading, where you get people to say, oh, well, maybe his parents are overbearing. No, we could be the complete opposite. And we're not hurting for money. We're not one of these families that are banking on our son to make it to the NFL, get us out the hood. No, we're fine. You know, You know, I make a great living, and my wife makes a great living. His mom owns her own business. So it's not a situation where we're worried about our son making the NFL. Let's get him to college first before we start. You get what I'm saying, Dan? It's just,
yeah,
it's reckless. And when you got uneducated people out here advising him on stuff that they don't even realize the recruiting process, the only thing they think Robert's some big superstar. They don't understand some of the stuff they're advising him on. It's misleading, and it's tearing him down versus keeping him afloat like his support system has. And, you know, the typical fan don't really know it, but you got to realize his support system has been in place. That's why he's where he's at right now. But as soon as this inner circle gets involved and they start advising the kid, that's where it gets twisted and he start going downhill. That's when you start seeing the erratic behavior, like the weird commitment, the different things like that. And, you know, the diva-like mentality as far as all these extra demands on the coaching staff. That has done nothing but right by you. And, you know, I definitely want to say that on the record. The coaching staff that Syracuse has done an excellent job of recruiting Robert. That's why he committed there. He would have never gave him his verbal if he didn't think he was a great coaching staff. But to make a demand that they don't speak to me is ridiculous, because I'm a high school coach at the end of the day, and they've offered one of my players. So for DeAndre or any Syracuse coach to say, hey, I'm not going to talk to this guy to appease the kid, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. And it's, you know, that's some of the stuff I'm talking about character-wise, where he's doing stuff that's out of character, because he's being advised by a group of people that got a hidden motive, and hopefully he finds out one day. And once he finds out, you know, I'm still his father. I don't got any ill will towards him. You know, we're going to reconcile, because that's what fathers do. Our kids make mistakes, and, you know, I'm ready to reconcile with my son at any point. It's not a situation where I'm holding any grudges against him, because if I really wanted to hurt my son or his mom really wanted to hurt him, this stuff we could put out documents that could show the type of character flaws that my son has been playing for the last couple months.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with your Tip of the Week. Today we're talking ACL injuries. ACL injuries are becoming more common in sports today, often seen in basketball, football, and soccer, and occurring during non-contact incidents such as landing from a jump, planting, or quick cutting motions. Recent studies show that greater strength of the external rotators of the hip give you greater control of your knee and decreased risk of injury. Talk with your fitness professional on which exercises will help you train these muscles. For more tips and info, look for my link on wakeupcalldp.com.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors
always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000-square-foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
And when you have that stuff, like you said, you know, that the documents, that it's black and white of, you know, it's clear that, okay, you know, Robert's done this or he's done that. When you have those in your possession, you have those in your power, you have documentation to say, okay, you know what, this is what's really going on, but you're holding it. You're not trying to release it. You're not wanting to release it. What is your thought process behind all of this? What is going on with you right now? Because I know you and I have spoken about, you know, Dana, I could tell you this right now. I could tell you this right now, but I care about my son. I love my son. I want to reconcile with my son. What is the whole process like for you, knowing that you're like, okay, you know, I have evidence of this and evidence of this, but the fact that you're not using it?
You know, it's hard when you see stuff put out there and it's not a proper representation of yourself and what you installed and what you do with your kid. It does hurt, but even in our deepest, darkest moment, I'm not going to hurt my kid. Because it's things that, like you said, I mean, I could do and I could put out there that could destroy myself, character-wise. But I can't control Robert. I can't control what he does. Like what he did this morning as far as putting out something that I hacked his account, which if people really got common sense about the whole situation, how do you get hacked? When you get hacked, typically people put out stuff that's negative about you on your account when you've been hacked. Robert hasn't had any activity on his account. So what was negative about him being hacked if I hacked him? Because I didn't hack him. But it don't make any sense. If I hacked him, wouldn't I put out a bunch of negative stuff? Why would I go that far to go the social media route when I could just release the documentation if I was trying to hurt my son? So, you know, unfortunately, Robert's being advised by people that they need me to be a problem. They need Robert not to reconcile with me. They need Robert not to talk to his mother and talk to his father or talk to his brothers, sisters, trainers, friends, family. Because anyone that knows the situation, anyone that in his support group will talk sense into him, which would be the total opposite of what he's being fed in his inner circle. Like I said, just go back to his erratic behavior for the last couple months. You know, and again, we covered that up. Me and his mom, you know, had to do damage control with that when, you know, people reached out about, you know, the whole commitment thing. And me and Robert talked that night, and he called me and said, "Dad, how you think I handle it?" I said, "Son, I think you handled it wrong. Because, A, you don't do people like that. You don't do, first, you did it the Bleacher Report. You don't do a media company like that. You don't do the University of, you know, Florida that he committed to, but supposedly committed to. You don't do people like that." And then when he committed to Syracuse, he didn't even call the coaches. I had to call the coaches. I actually was the one who handed him the phone. Because his inner circle is kind of promoting this diva mentality where Robert is bigger than the actual process, and no one's bigger than the process. You know, people are moved up to 2017, 2018, 2019 prospects. But when you got an inner circle that don't understand the recruiting process and don't understand how to keep a kid humble, and all they're doing is feeding his ego, like, "Yeah, you're one of the best running backs in the country," and not really worrying about the character. That's how you develop the diva type athlete that we got in sport. Because yep. It's the character portion that's not developed as much as the athletic ability being worshipped. And he's around a bunch of yes people that can't guide him correctly. Because let me say this will make perfect sense. What inner circle, I don't care who you are, is not pushing for this kid to reconcile with his parents? That's right. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just, It's tough, and it's emotional, and I hope they hear it. Like, what kind of people will guide this kid the way they are and not let him know who he is? He's cut off his entire bloodline.
And when you say that... go ahead.
I mean, who sits back and watches that or even condones that? And most of these people are parents. As a parent, how do you, as another father, how do you sit back and watch a kid not reconcile with his father? Or as a mother, how can you sit there and not want him to have some kind of peace with his mother?
When you're going through all of this, and Robert's biological mom is going through all of this, have you, either of you, thought, "We're going to lose him. We're not going to have him. He's not going to be Robert again"? Have you ever had the notion of where he is today and how you've said he's cut off his bloodline, he's not talking to his family, not even just you and his mother, but not talking with cousins, not talking with, you know, his uncle and whatnot? Have you ever thought maybe we don't get him back?
No. That hasn't crossed my mind at all. We think that, you know, once Robert matures more in life, like we all do. I mean, anybody that's out there listening knows that at some point you get to an age where you know what your parents was telling you in life was correct. Start appreciating them. And I think Robbie's going to come to that point. What age he's at, I'm not sure. But there's going to come a point in time where he's going to realize that everything we did or we said or we tried to, just it's just normal, just being parents now. It's normal parent advice. You know, that we wasn't trying to hurt him or keep him from a situation. We was trying to teach him character, teach him responsibility, teach him accountability. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And when you have this family unit and Mo Neal, who's also committed to Syracuse, I mean, now obviously Robert's decommitted, but Mo, another commit to the Orange for 2016, he spoke highly of you. Obviously, your nephew, Apri Washington. Where is your son Robert in the mix with Mo and with Apri? Is he talking to them? Are they in his life? I mean, where does this all stand? Because, you know, Syracuse fans, as well as any fans out there, you lose one recruit, they think about everybody else. Oh my God, you know, it's the doomsday thought. But you and I have talked a little bit about the family right now, and Mo, you know, has been considered part of the family and obviously speaks very highly of you. Where is your son Robert in connection with Mo or Apri or anybody at this point? I mean, are they even talking with him at all either, or is it the same as your situation where they're out of his support system as well?
Well, Robert's cut them off, too. He blocked them on Twitter, blocked them on, you know, different social media sites. He's even blocked all his sisters. He blocked his two sisters from his site. And, you know, they're both hurt. Mo and Apri's hurt by it because, you know, Robert's like a brother to him. Not just Mo, but, you know, Mo Sr. Mo's like an uncle to Robert outside of football, but just being there. And he's part of his entire family, from his mother to Mo's mother to Mo's mom. They're all a support system. They're a part of that support system. And any voice of reasoning is going to be cut off. You get what I'm saying? Like, him talking to Mo in a pre don't go, you know, it doesn't support his inner circle's agenda. So, there's a lot of people hurt by it, a lot of people that poured a lot into Robert Hart and, you know, into his life. You know, I can't even name all the people, but it's a lot of people. It's trainer Tremaine Stephen, John McCollum. I mean, it's a bunch of people that's poured a lot into this kid's life outside of football. They don't care about the football portion. They care about the character. And he's cut them all off. He won't talk to them. It's a sad situation.
And in this situation that has been hard on, obviously, your family for things that are a lot bigger than football, like we talked about here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora so far, one of the guys you brought up, DeAndre Smith, somebody that I have had the pleasure of being around, Syracuse staff, have known him from the day he came into Syracuse. What can you say about him? Because he's come out into the, not him himself, but his name has come out in connection to your son Robert, that Robert didn't trust DeAndre and a lot of things came out that didn't paint DeAndre in a positive light. What can you say about DeAndre? Because you've interacted with him. You've been around your son when he's interacted with DeAndre. What can you say about DeAndre in a time where, like you said, you know, things aren't necessarily being handled the way that you hoped with how your son looks in the media, how you look in the media, how your family looks in the media? What do you think about how DeAndre Smith, the Syracuse running backs coach, looks, and what can you say about the truth of what you see in DeAndre?
It just goes back to the erratic behavior. He's being poorly advised. It's never a situation where you throw a college coach under the bus like he did in the media as a recruit. And that's a part of him advising him incorrectly. But again, DeAndre is a stand-up guy. He's a stand-up guy. Like I say, he's one of the most stand-up guys in the recruitment. You know, there's a lot of great guys there, but DeAndre's right there at the top. And he's done it the right way. He's recruited Robert properly. You know, he did everything to cater to Robert. And I just want the Syracuse fans to know he did everything. You know, from only taking one running back to a lot of different, you know, just making it all about Robert. He's done everything he's supposed to do. Spent special time with him when we came up to visit Syracuse. Made sure that, you know, Robert took the tour and, you know, all that stuff. So DeAndre's been there. He's been outstanding. He's a great guy. He's someone that is a great access to, you know, asset to Syracuse because he was able to come in North Carolina and get two kids to commit in a territory where you don't typically get it. You know, and it's just not just DeAndre, but also Eric White. Eric White's a great guy. He's a stand-up dude, young, energetic, and he's a stand-up guy that's, you know, not settling. They're beating the bushes for the recruits. Coach Acosta, he's a great stand-up guy. Coach Lester, I mean, he's a great guy. And you can see, and they're going to change that program around with Robert or without Robert because they're dedicated to it. And they're getting one heck of a player, Mo Neal, I tell you that. And a lot of people, you know, compare Robert and Mo, but, it, you know, the fact is they're two different type of running back or they're two different type of football players. But just as important as Robert was, Mo is just as important. I mean, he brings a different dynamic that Robert doesn't bring to the table. I always said that Robert's more of a game manager, meaning he's the back that keeps the chains moving and he can pop one here and there, but Mo's a game changer. And he's the type of player that any time the ball's in his hand, he can take it to the house. He's shifty, he's quick, he's fast. Well, Robert is fast. People underestimate Robert's speed. He's really fast. But that's not his game. He's more power, mixed with power, balance, vision, speed, running in between the tackles, running off tackle. Mo's just, every time he touches the ball, he's like one missed tackle away from scoring a touchdown. So they're two totally different players, but I want the Syracuse fans to know that, you know, Mo is still in love with, you know, Syracuse. And I can speak for my nephew, Apri. You know, what Robert does doesn't affect him. He's still in love with Syracuse. And he's looking forward to being recruited. So September 1st is rolling around. And hopefully he has a mailbox full of mail from the Orange.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place. It's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan. I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's gluten-free bakery and cafe isn't just about a drink. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Malamia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
And when you can say all that about Syracuse and you know all the positives there, how have they been there for you in this process? I know you talked about DeAndre being a stand-up guy, and you brought up Bobby Acosta, and you brought up Tim Lester, you brought up Eric White. How have they kind of handled this behind the scenes with you? Because like you said, it's about your son. It's not about football. It's about taking care of the person. It's about making sure that he's okay. Have they been there as a support in your support system as you try to help Robert? Have they been there for you to say, you know, Rob Sr., you know, we're here. You know, we know that there's a lot more to life than just football. Do you feel like you've had support from them to try and help with the things that matter more than the field, more than a touchdown?
Well, we've had nothing but a professional relationship. Or as I mean, we didn't talk about Robert, and we don't talk about Robert. After a certain point, you know, he said some things, you know, we didn't talk about him. We talked about a pre. They're recruiting pre heavy. DeAndre is recruiting a pre just as hard as he recruited Robert, and not so much as even Robert's. I mean, or a pre-uncle, but they want to know about him as a football player. And even while I am his uncle and I'm Robert's father, I'm also a high school coach. So, you know, I got to keep them updated on the stuff that's going on with my player. Because, you know, first and foremost in the situation, Pre's my player. He plays cornerback and he plays receiver, running back, everything we need him to do for the program we go to school at. So, it's been more of a professional high school coach, college coach. I got several other players that, you know, they inquired about that's on our roster that I look forward to them being able to watch throughout their process. So it's just really been professional. We haven't talked about Robert or anything like that because, you know, DeAndre's a professional and he knows I'm going through some stuff. But, you know, it's one of those things where you just don't mention it. It's just strictly high school and college, you know, relationship, which is more ridiculous, but what was reported that Robert would demand that DeAndre stop talking to me when I'm a high school coach.
And when you talk about demanding that somebody stop talking to someone else, I know that this has been a very hard time for you. You obviously, you know, I would think any father wants to, whether your son is 1 or 18 or whatever, or comes home to visit from college someday, or comes home with, you know, with his, you know, his partner in life, and, you know, you're going to sleep and, you know, they're there, you know, to be able to shut the light off and see your son there, you know, tucked in bed, because you'll always remember them as a little baby, you know, in your heart and in your mind. Is it hard for you right now to shut the light off and not have that security, that knowing that there he is, there's the kid that I not gave up stuff for, but built a life for, not said to hell with my dreams, but said, what about our dreams? Is it hard to shut off the light at night and to not have that simple thing that I'm sure that when I have the pleasure of being a father someday, I will want to shut off that light and see my children there? I mean, how are you handling that part?
Without question, I mean, it's tough. I mean, I wouldn't be human if I didn't admit it. I mean, I'm a father first before I'm anything. And I just feel like that's a portion of what we talked about earlier, where I don't see how any man in his current inner circle could sit back and look themselves in the mirror with knowing that. Or any woman, because his mom's a part of his life. His mom's a big part of his life. And for her not to have the security that her son is safe and she can talk to him every day, you know, my younger son, I talked to you about my youngest son. He got younger brothers from his mom, and he has a brother from from men for them not to have that person because his younger siblings look up to him. Because we had Robert Younger, and, you know, when I got married, we did it the right way. And so it's a big age difference between him and my younger son. So, you know, he asked the questions, where Robert? You know, when is Robert going to come home? He actually, you know, I stopped him from playing football this year because there's so much going on, but he ended up playing spring football and scored 7 touchdowns in the game. And, you know, I take his helmet off, he's crying. And he said, I wish Robert was here. You know, I wish Robert could see me. Because Robert never missed one of his games. Robert was one of his biggest supporters. Robert loved his little brother. The reason why he's playing football, because I've never worked out with my youngest son with football. I was actually opposed to him starting football prior to 10 years old. It's one of the things that, you know, raising Robert and, you know, all the concussion and safety stuff, that I just felt like, you know, maybe let's get into a little flag football. But he was really determined to start football early and following his brother's footsteps. So those are the things that you get cheated out. It ain't so much about myself, but about his siblings and, you know, his sister. They can't talk to him. They don't have the protection of their brother walking around school anymore. You know, they've been going to school all their life. They don't have that protection. They don't have that comfort. They don't have that person to laugh and joke and play with and, you know, argue with and fight with like they always do, like most siblings do. So, to me, that's more bigger than me and Robert. It's just, it's affecting everybody else around them because they're being cheated out of them. And this what his inner circle is advising him right now. They'll understand that while they have their motives, they're cheating a family out of a person, their family, their flesh and blood. Forget football. Put football aside. Robert's still a person. That's still my son. That's still their brother. You know, he still got brothers and sisters and a mother and a stepmother. You still have those people in place, an uncle, an aunt, that miss having that relationship. Because we didn't go around talking about football. Our life don't revolve around football. Even while I am a high school coach, most of our free time, we try to make it as normal as possible. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of our free time, like vacations and stuff like that, I don't want to see a football. So that's the stuff that this kid is being, you know, is most important that he's being cheated out. You know, his senior year, he's being cheated out of that. He's being cheated out of playing for his senior year because he has people in his ear, you know, misleading him and misguiding him on the fact of his senior year. And he should be playing football this year, without question. But again, it goes back to rules and regulations. No one's above rules and regulations, and he should be playing football this year. And the kid has been cheated out of senior year. He got cheated out of a lot of moments that he don't realize that it's almost like self-inflicted wound. Because most people say, "Well, why, you know, is his father doing an interview?" I get it, but you gotta understand, I'm human too, and I see some stuff that's misleading that's out there about me and all this speculation about family issues. We don't have a dysfunctional family. We don't have family issues. What we have is normal issues. That's what we have. We have normal issues that everybody else has. It's just been blown out of proportion because our son's a high-profile athlete, and he has, for lack of a better word, leeches around him. And yes, people around him is catering to his ego and his pride. With his current support system, A, he would have never decommitted from Syracuse. Because we know Syracuse is the right place for him. It was a perfect fit for him, far as what he said he wanted. Not for his family. Yes, I'm a big Syracuse supporter. I've grown to love the fan base. I mean, some great fans out there. But from what he looked from in a college and everything we talked about through this whole process, because I've been on every college trip that Robert's been on. Every. Never missed a college trip. We've been over 60-plus schools since 8th grade. So while he's been going through the process, I've been advising him through the process as his father. You know, and stuff that we talked about, you know, plane rides back, car rides back, long car rides back sometimes. We drove to Syracuse. It's like a 10, 11-hour drive. I understand the stuff that we talk about on the way back and what he's looking for in college. And it seemed like Syracuse was the perfect fit for him. It just seems like Syracuse is not the right fit for his inner circle. So, you know, that's unfortunate because while the people that's advising him have not been on those college trips, they don't understand that. And, you know, they need to use my son to help their situation. And then, you know, it's kind of piss poor because when you look at it, they got a child of their own that is an aspiring football player. If you knew so much about the recruiting game and you can advise my son so well that already has already got everything, why hasn't your own son got it? If you're so much of an expert of the right things to do. You know, so those are the questions that we ask ourselves. You know, it's tough. It's tough right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Whiting with your tip of the week. Today we're talking ACL injuries. ACL injuries are becoming more common in sports today, often seen in basketball, football, and soccer, and occurring during non-contact incidents such as landing from a jump, planting, or quick cutting motions. Recent studies show that greater strength of the external rotators of the hip give you greater control of your knee and decreased risk of injury. Talk with your fitness professional on which exercises will help you train these muscles. For more tips and info, look for my link on wakeupcalldt.com.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image. Creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Larger than life, Toys and Comics is a 6,000-square-foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger than life, Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Before I let you go, Robert, I feel like this is important. Very important. And that being, if your son is listening, your son of the same name, your son who you didn't run away from when you were a young dad, who you dropped out of school, made sure you took care of him, went back to school, got your degree, got your master's, going after your PhD, and created a life where you wanted your son to be able to have everything. The same with the children that you have that came after Robert. If Robert's listening right now, what do you want him to know? What would you like to say to him if at any given time he hits play on this show? What do you want him to hear you say?
I love you. I love you, Robert. I've always loved you. You got a good support system. You got a great family that loves you. And you know, your brothers and sisters miss you. And I hope you find peace. I hope you find peace. I hope you find truth. And you find the right support system. No matter, it might not be your family. You might not feel that way. But you need to truly find Christ and find God the right way. And just I love them. You know, it's tough. It's tough. And just know anything that, any disagreement, without a love, you know, I set a 12 o'clock curfew because I wanted to set that discipline up. I wasn't trying to be a mean father and tell him coming at 12 o'clock. I know he was 17 and he felt like he should stay out later, but you know, rules and curfew. And you know, I love him and I'm here for him whenever he needs.
Well, Robert, I can't thank you enough for taking some time today. I look forward to talking with you. I hope Robert knows that you love him. And I could feel it on the other side of you got, you know, you have made me stop in this interview more than once, definitely after that. And It means a lot more than anything with football, more than anything. And anybody that knows me knows that I don't cover sports to cover sports. I cover sports to create a community of people that love each other, respect each other, are honest with each other, seek the truth from each other, challenge each other in a positive way, push each other in a good way, build confidence, so that people can attain their dreams, attain God, attain heaven, attain what the best that there is. And talking with you is a huge reminder of the people that I seek in this world. And you can tell a father's love for their child when you do something like this, when you get to hear this, and I hope Robert gets to hear this, and I want to thank you, because I know that this is not easy, and it's so much more than recruiting. It's not about recruiting. It's about family, and I appreciate the fact that you were willing to talk with me a little bit, because I can tell that you love your son.
And then let me say this. I feel it in my heart to say it. I mean, it looks like a circus. It's all in the media and stuff like that. And I get that. But what I do want to say to all the fathers out there, you know, just don't, you know, never stop loving your kids. Don't never give up. Your kids are going to make mistakes. They're going to do dumb stuff. But always be there for when you need them. There's no situation that's not reconciled. It's not able to be reconciled. And to the athletes out there, high-profile athletes, be careful what you post on social media. Be careful who you have in your circle. Because everyone's not genuine. It could be your partner. Everybody's not in it for their best interest. Make sure your support system is surrounded by people that don't need to benefit something from you. You know, people that put time into you, people that, you know, have helped you become who you are. I've never seen an athlete make it by himself. I've never seen a person, not one person in the NFL, that can't point to a support system that has helped them out. So be mindful of that. Keep around you. Very important. And if my son's story, if his misfortune that's being played out in the media, if it's any positive that could be taken from it, let his story be an example of what not to do. And how tag-alongs and leeches and different people like that can bring a person down and, you know, poorly advise them and just bring you from the highest pedestal to the lowest depth. So just be mindful. You know, just be safe and focus on your character and academics.
Well, as I said before, Robert, I know this won't be I know that this will not be the only time that we speak, obviously, and I really appreciate the time that you've taken, because I know that this is, you know, there's families all over the world, and they don't have to have anything play out in the media. They don't have to, you know, it's in the household, it's inside four walls, and I appreciate the fact that you were willing to talk and willing to clear up some things, and at the same time willing to be a real father. And that I say that because it's not about football, it's not about recruitment, it's not about how many stars and where he goes and if he makes the NFL, but that you really wanted to talk today to make it clear that you love your son and his mother loves his, you know, her son as well, and that his siblings love him. And I think, I know that that's the important part of why we're talking today, is because a family wants to reconcile, a family wants to be whole again, and that is the most important thing when it comes down to anything.
Exactly, and it's being taken away because in a circle do not want him to reconcile with his family. I want that to be known out there to everybody that they're holding this kid back from reconciling with his family, because it's not in their best interest. So, well, thanks again, Dan, and hopefully, you know, somebody learns from the situation and things are clear.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. And God bless you all. You know, God be with you all. And, you know, I look forward to talking with you, and I look forward to everything working out for your family.
Thanks again, Dan.